Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the Stones bringing us back. 17 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Ruth King. I know, settle down. I'm excited too. She's the CEO of ProfitabilityRevolution.com. RuthKing.info, is that, that's the new website?
Yeah, I combined everything. One website, so you can everything's there. All the talks, all the Profitability Revolution is there. All the stuff I do for contractors is there. Everything.
You got an amazing contractor podcast too, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
And so check it out.
You know, it's mainly for heating and air, plumbing, electrical, pool and spa contractors,
people who deal with people. Yep. And it'll help you run your business, folks. It'll help you be more profitable. That's the key. You sustain your business day to day with cash, but you sustain it year to year with profit. Is that a fair statement, Ruth?
That is a very fair statement. You can't have cash unless you've got profits.
That's exactly right. So we're talking about these three questions that you say we should ask and answer ourselves. What do you want to do? Why do you want to do it? And how do you plan on making that happen? So
exactly.
Earlier we talked about you helped us understand about the power of writing things down. And of course, when I write things down, that means I'm at a keyboard. I'm putting it in a computer. But I do print them out. And I look at them, I look down at the paper, and I look how the stuff on the paper look back at me. There's something about that little communication that's a big deal. So writing it down is a big deal. And write down what do you want to do, right?
Correct. And then the second thing is, why do you want to do it? And there's an interesting why story, if I could tell it.
Go ahead.
I had a phone call this fall from he was not a contractor. His dad was a contractor, and his dad passed away, and his mom asked him to come in and basically run the business and take over, et cetera, et cetera. He was not from the industry. So, I mean, he was a salesperson for another type of industry but had no industry
experience. He was not a technical person.
Exactly, and no knowledge of the industry overall either.
Mm-hmm.
So in the 2 years before his dad died, the business, his dad wasn't in the right frame of mind, and people were just, you know, the ants were taking over the, you know, whatever it was. The inmates were taking over the asylum. That's what I was trying to say. And so people were doing what they wanted to do. There was no deal about profitability. They were getting paid what they wanted to get paid with no sense of, you know, who, what, when, where, why, and how. And so some very tough decisions needed to be made, and I gave him, you know, the information that he needed to turn the business around, and he got fought, you know, from everybody. Nobody wanted to change. They wanted it the same way it always was, and the business was really, you know, going down the toilet. And so, and I just basically, you know, I can't help him if he's not willing to change. It doesn't work. I mean, I know how to make him profitable, but if they're not willing to do it, there's nothing I can do. So his accountant came to his mother and said, why don't you put another X number of dollars in the business? It will help save it. So his mother called me on the phone, and I said, why would you put good money after bad?
Yeah.
So it simply is a situation.
That's called investing in insanity, right? If you do the same thing over and over again, you know, investing in insanity. Go ahead.
So I said to the guy, I said, look, you know, you can salvage this business. You just have to do and make the really tough decisions. But I said, you can also go get a job and walk away from this. This is nothing. I mean, you don't have to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I want you to go home, and I want you to think about the why. It's okay if you decide that you want to stay here, but you better have a great why, because it's going to get really tough.
Mm-hmm.
And those whys will carry you through the really tough times. And it's still okay if you decide, nah, I don't want to do it, and we're going to sell it and liquidate it and go buy. I mean, but in order for him to make this business work, he has to have a really good why.
Mm-hmm.
And the whys are something that will carry you through the really, really tough time. And a lot of businesses go through tough times, and I've been through it. I know you've been through it.
Absolutely.
And
more than once.
Yeah, obviously, me too. What keeps us going is the reason why we are doing this. So, the what is important, but I think the why is the most important because it will carry you through and give you the reasons.
When you're having the why conversation, W-H-Y, when you're having the why conversation with yourself, and that's what you do. You have it with yourself. You do it when things are really quiet, you're all alone, and you've already had the input from everybody else, and now you're having your, as we used to say, you shuck it down to the basics. And this is also when you start asking yourself about how much you believe in yourself. To me, the why is all about what's inside of you more than anything else. What do you think?
I agree. I mean, if you're not willing to do it and you don't believe you can do it, nobody else is going to.
That's right. But if everybody else says you can't and you believe you can and you believe in yourself enough, you actually might be able to do it. But not unless you believe that.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, how many people have told you couldn't do something and then you go do it?
Every time. I said, how did you do it? And I said, I didn't know I wasn't supposed to. So what did you do? Quickly, we're going to a break. What happened?
I don't know the answer to that. I gave him the Christmas break to think about it, and he needs to come back to me next week and find out. Give me the answer, and I will help him if his why is good enough. If not,
the why is what I said earlier. As Polonius said to Falstaff in Hamlet, this above all, to thine own self be true. You've got to be truthful with yourself, and that hurts. Sometimes when you have to tell other people your truth, that's the hard part. But you got to make that decision. As Ruth said, you have to make the decision. Quick break, right back with Ruth King. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.